Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getaway day for this show. We are on our way to Newport, Rhode Island, where we were just a few months ago for an extraordinary couple days of roadshow activities. And we are back for a Flex Friday show tomorrow morning at the Newport Craft Brewery. And I hope you'll come out. Jay Leno will be with us, and he was with us last year, and he's a great guest. And so we would love to hang out. They are the incredible people at the Newport Craft Brewery are donating the proceeds from tomorrow morning to the beneficiaries of the Greg Hill Foundation. We got a big kickoff, Audrain Newport Concourse Motor Week kickoff, a mansion party this afternoon.
I was I'm just going to say that. That was one of the coolest things I've ever been to last year at Thaxton Lodge. It was just so bougie.
All the cars.
Yeah.
Everybody dressed up. Wiggy, what are you wearing? You going top hat and tails
No.
What do we have to wear? What's the like?
I think it's just jeans and a shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing a dress with some boots.
I will too.
Maybe throw a sport coat on, Curtis.
I don't really have one.
Yeah, it's maybe cold out there.
Maybe do the Santo, which is loafers, no socks.
Yeah.
That might be the way to go.
He'll be there.
Great look.
Oh, is Santo coming?
Santo's coming with me. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we were invited. I don't know what you want to do afterwards. We've been invited to 22 Bowens.
Yes.
I love that restaurant. We also were just literally invited to O'Brien's Pub to watch the game tonight. So that's a great spot for watching sports. Yeah. So
O'Brien's Pub, my guess, big Tolley fans, given the stash.
Yes. Wiggy, you got a little stash last night. Not much of it. But
no, he came out, did what he needed to do.
You got a little. So.
I think O'Brien's might be a little too bumping.
Well, 8:08 first pitch tonight. Anything can happen. And so I am doing my best to keep the faith.
Swings of mood in these games, it's crazy.
They have both been edge of your seat, or in my case, edge of your couch baseball games. So, but you just, unfortunately, you let one get away last night that you didn't have to, you know? And so we have been arguing about whom is to blame all morning. I'm sure that will continue all morning. We have some leads left here, one from Courtney to get us started. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This guy, Joe Bullard, is in hot water right now. He's the longtime announcer for Florida A&M Marching Band. I don't know what...
They have an announcer for the marching
band? They do. And they had a little rivalry last weekend against Alabama State University. I don't know if you guys saw this.
No. I saw this one.
But Alabama State University has the Honeybees dancers, and they are part of their marching band, and they are plus size women. That's who makes up the Honeybees dance team. Mm. They are very, very popular. And Joe Bullard decided to take this opportunity.
That's them that we see on YouTube or on Twitch right
correct.
Now. Correct.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Joe Bullard decided to use this opportunity to make a joke in front of over 13,000 people in attendance. And this is what he said.
Congratulate them. They're now the new face of Ozempic.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He didn't do
He's,
that.
No, he went with the Ozempic joke.
The new face of Ozempic.
Can't do that one.
This is a legendary, historic, plus-size women's dance team. They are proud of it, as they should be.
The new face
No.
Stepping over a line, and I mean, the school says they're handling it internally. Joe has come out and apologized that, you know, it was just supposed to be tongue-in-cheek for the rivalry game, and we're all having fun here. Yeah. That's not funny for those girls, especially in front of a crowd like that. Thought it was icky, and I think the school should do something about it.
Okay. Seems like it was more like food in cheek.
Can't do that at HBCU.
But, like, why do we? We live in the dumbest time ever. What? Like, I just don't. I don't feel like getting a call. So I just. What's the point? Like, what is it? A plus size or a normal size?
What's that?
What you're saying?
The dancers.
Why does anybody have to be designated by their
sizes? I'm saying, like, it was a stupid joke, but, like, should he, like, lose his livelihood because a bunch of larger women were dancing and he made an Ozempic joke?
Let's be clear, Curtis. He's not going to lose a livelihood, but take the microphone out of his hand if he thinks that that's an okay joke. The thing about them being a plus size and has always been a plus size dance team is that these women enjoy their curves. They don't want to be on Ozempic. Mm-hmm. They don't want to lose the weight.
Not thick thighs save lives.
Right. Yeah. You got
coach's interest on this one.
Listen, you know what? It's a HBCU, so I ain't going to take no shots at all my beautiful black women out there and sisters out there. You ain't about to come for me like you're doing Joe right now.
But I also think at Joe's big age, he knows what's right and what's not right.
Yeah, you can't do that. Like, I mean, you can't do that. It's a joke that you have with your boys on a group text, but you can't say it at the game, Joe.
And you heard the reaction from the audience too. Immediately, like everyone knew immediately, you don't say that. So
that's like, come on, Joe, you can't.
Very
sounds like there were three people there.
And it's like, oh, okay, so Joe's just making a joke. Heather McMahon, F you, Rory Chance, fire her.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
Just want to be clear.
I don't think he should be fired for that. You just gotta know better, do better. You shouldn't be fired for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So.
Okay, Courtney.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good rivalry, though, Courtney.
Very big.
There was
rivalry.
A massive HBCU game at Harvard Stadium not too long ago, a couple weeks ago.
I have to say, I'm on HBCU TikTok.
Oh, yes.
And watching the male dancers from the different fraternities.
Oh, yeah. Woo, I know you. I said Q Sci-Fi.
Yes.
What are you saying?
So you'll see tailgates, and these men walk through the tailgates, and they dance like... very sexually, like they're very slow, but they've got like a drum going with them.
Are they plus size also?
No.
Oh, okay, all right.
No, a lot of them are shirtless.
It might be somewhere in particular, Greg.
I saw an opportunity for myself. Maybe.
Did you see the cues?
Like, get myself.
I believe
in some
it was
kind
the cues.
They're purple,
like,
and gold.
Yes.
I'm trying to start some sort of a senior plus size male dance group.
How's that going for you?
We had a dance group at BC called Sexual Chocolate.
I was in it.
So you were white chocolate? They always had one.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, I mean, their show sold out.
Really?
You should have seen the after parties at the Plex.
Wow.
Yes. They had, and they, there was, and all of them had a nickname.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The fraternities are cool, though, when you see those. I don't follow them on TikTok, but I see a lot of the dancing and steps. That's the one thing I regret. I should have been, I wanted to do it in college.
Yeah, you would have crushed that.
I was going to be a Q, but I didn't want to do all the whole line and all that stuff. I just was like, can't you just put me in?
Okay, your lead, coach.
My lead is this. Simple tonight. The game is going to go one way or the other, and I think we'll see it with two young pitchers. It is going to be a blowout. I don't know which team that will be, but one of these teams is going to blow the other team out because you're going to have two guys that are pitching in a high leverage situation, and you see it a lot of times with young pitchers. One of them falls apart. We kind of saw it a little bit last night with Bayo, and if you're the Red Sox, I would give the advantage to the Yankees only because Carlos Rendon was able to go, what did he go, six innings? So they didn't really have to jump into their bullpen early. So Early is going to have to make sure he comes out and he is able to give you some good innings because your bullpen, it's going to be very difficult on them. But when you see games like this where you have two young guys going after it, one of them, the lights will be too bright.
Okay, 8:08, first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network tonight.
Are we going to keep score together? Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Bring score books?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I told you earlier, I completely screwed up on the Duran. I charged Duran with an error last night. I was wrong about that.
I mean, clearly a hit. It was a play that anybody would have made. I think Bullitt would have caught it.
Speaking of that, I can't wait for They Said It, so I'm just going to do this now. Alex Cora last night was asked about the base running of Nate Eaton and was told that on the broadcast they suggested that he should have advanced to home plate on that bobbled throw to first. Here is what Alex Cora said about those of us that are watching the baseball game and unable to see what is going on.
That's their opinion. You know, I think it's easy from up there say that he should could have scored. You know, they're not down there with us.
Okay. I mean, we had a pretty good view of it. I believe that he could have and should have scored a run there, and that completely changes the momentum of the baseball game. So Wiggy and I argued a little bit this morning about whether that is that the fault lies with your third base coach or with the runner himself.
It starts at the top. My opinion starts with Alex Cora. This situation, it's like, you know, one of the callers earlier today, he brought it up, and he's right. Excuse me. Bill Belichick would always have us prepared for certain situations throughout the week, situations that are going to rise in the game, situational football. Same thing in baseball, situational baseball. Hey, you probably 3-2, two outs. We're running on everything. You're on second base, ground ball to the right side of the field, whether it's second base or first base, you're digging, you're turning that corner, your eyes are on your third base coach, and you're headed home. We're aggressive in this situation.
Yeah, you are running because it's first and second. No matter what, it's either an out or a walk or a hit, so you got to be going on the pitch. Right. And if he was running that entire time and he was prepared situationally, he scores without an issue.
Right. That's why Chisholm was able to score from first base because it was 3-2, and he was taken off as soon as the pitcher was in his windup and headed home. And then whatever the situation is, and now it's a little, you know, if it's a hit or in that case, Chisholm had a dive, so he has to make this very difficult play. It's going to be hard for him to go home with it to try to make a play at home plate. So he's going to try to make the play at first base. You should be coming around that corner, and you should be hauling ass.
Yeah, I just feel like the runner should be looking as well, but that's me. And so those are our leads this morning. Coming up, we will get to They Said It next, but right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox dropped the second of the wild card series with the Yankees, a close one with 4-3 the final. A shine jinx this week as Brian Bayo only lasted 2 1/3, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while not getting a single strikeout. Trevor Story, he had a bomb to tie it at 3 apiece in the top of the sixth, his first postseason homer since 2017, but it was Jazz Chisholm who won this one for New York. Running around third from first base on an 8th inning single, he slid on his belly into home base to get it done. So it's win or go home tonight, 8:08 first pitch with Connolly Early getting the start. Lou Maloney, Will Middlebrooks, and Will Fleming are on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 7:08 for the MassMutual pregame show. We have Thursday Night Football tonight, Niners at Rams, 8:15 kickoff. You can listen to that game on EEI AM this evening. And there are many options to lose weight. Are they safe? Maybe. Are they effective? Maybe. Will I keep the weight off? That's a maybe too. And last one, will it be easy and fit into my life? Again, maybe. Cut the maybes and go to the solution. Awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. We have They Said It coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.